Now, Stephen, I think, may be a truckie who can help me with this one. G'day, Stephen.
Hey, g'day, Ray.
Now, you went past this one last night or this morning.
I couldn't get fuel last night, Ray, because there's a truck parked in the fuel houses. No driver, all locked up, all gone.
Right.
Yeah, the police had been there, and allegedly, you know, I can't believe that we allege things when they find things.
Yes.
But he had all that, exactly what you said on him. I think that, you know, we've got to start cracking down on a few companies, I think, Ray.
Did you happen to see this truck that you saw at the server? Did it have some identifying signs on it, old mate?
Yeah, Ray. I'll give you a guess. I'll give you a guess. See if you can think who they are.
Have I been talking about them lately, Stephen?
Oh, yeah, I think we better talk to Mr. Gay about them, Ray.
So it's Scott's Mount Gambier, Ray.
Bingo. Yeah, it was a. They got only subage. Like they got their own trucks, but it was a subcontractor's truck.
Mm.
But it seems to be all their subcontractors. I just don't know if, like, you know. Go and get your license tomorrow, Ray. You're a pretty good traffic controller.
Mm.
But, you know, and we'll just get you, just go and buy a clapped-out truck and go and work for Scottsdale, are you?
It appears they don't do many tests on the type of people they employ, given that we've got people who can barely speak English driving into tunnels at Sydney Airport, getting caught in one-way streets around Sydney Airport, and now, allegedly, as you pointed out to me earlier, Stephen, a bloke with an ice pipe, ice, and a straw.
There are also some blocks or something. I was seeing a photo as well this morning.
Mm.
But, you know, there was also something else. But, you know, it's just wrong, Ray. I mean, I'm out here driving B-doubles with the people. You know, and
you're on the road with the lunatics. Good point.
And
good point.
You're on a single lane sometimes, and you pass them within a metre. Like, you've got to give more space for a bike.
Mm.
And you're travelling at 100Ks and a truck going 100Ks the other way. You know, and you've got these idiots on whatever they want to be on. You know, because they just seem to be able to get away with it. I don't know how.
Yeah. Now, I agree with you. Thank you for that, Stephen. I've got to go. That's a B-double driver who saw this vehicle stopped on the Sturt Highway in Hay last night and obviously discussed it with other drivers on the two-way. It is the truck. We've confirmed that. And it's part of Scott's Mount Gambier, who were threatening to sue me a week ago. Threatening to sue me. Got to hide like a rhinoceros. What you should be doing is making sure the people you employ are the type of people you want driving trucks with your name labelled all over it.